tribalism sucks. Critical thinking is pretty cool. Thanks for being part of American Viewpoints with Mike Ferguson.
Justice or lawfare? You know, a couple of weeks ago, of course, the left celebrated the criminal convictions of Donald Trump. So it shouldn't surprise anybody that many on the right celebrated the criminal convictions of President Biden's son, Hunter, this week on gun-related charges. And to them, it's a matter of, or to many of them, I should say, it's a matter of, hey, you went after one of ours, so we went after one of yours. But was either side actually pursuing justice? Or was it all just part of the war of politics? I think we really know the answer to that. And if it is the latter, what's the cost? You know, to me, it looks like a lot of partisans would answer that last question by saying, hey, who cares what the cost is? We got the win. I'm Mike Ferguson. Thanks for staying with us here on American Viewpoints. You know, once the thrill of political victory was setting in for the right this week, though, you could hear some conservative voices saying, hey, this is not an actual win if you care about your rights, particularly those protected in the Second Amendment. Not everybody was saying that, but there were a few people arguing it, and I think they're making some interesting cases. Let me start on the left, though, where the pundits try to discount the convictions of Hunter Biden. Here is former U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill on MSNBC.
And the irony here, I mean, let's step back for a minute and think about this. It's a gun charge. Now, understand that what the Republicans want to do is allow everyone to buy guns everywhere without ever having to tell the federal government anything.
Right.
They are so totally opposed to the idea that the federal government gets to know anything about them and their gun purchases. They don't believe in the law that he is being prosecuted under.
Now, that leads me to a conversation I had this week with a friend of mine who happens to be in the Missouri legislature. He wrote on Twitter, or X, kind of an objection to the right celebrating this conviction of Hunter Biden. And believe me, Representative Tony LaVosca was not a fan of Hunter Biden or of Joe Biden or what the left is doing right now. But he said it's not about him. It's about our individual rights. And within just really a day or so, I was also finding other writers and pundits, redstate.com and a few others, who were saying the same thing, saying, wait a minute, there's a much bigger picture here, and it's a lot bigger than Hunter Biden. So what does that mean? Well, I invited Representative Tony LaVosca to be on my daily morning show. I do the morning drive in St. Louis on News Talk STL. And we started by my asking him about that post and then got into why people really should be thinking a little bit deeper and a little less tribally than what we've seen over the past 2 or 3 weeks in general.
So Tony says on Twitter or X, Hunter's conviction is an affront to gun rights. Shall not be infringed doesn't mean unless you've ever ingested a plant or chemical we don't like. He wasn't convicted of firing a gun while high or impaired, just a paperwork offense. Trump should pardon him once he wins.
Ooh. that's super spicy right there.
Representative LaVosca joins us right now. Now, Tony, I just got to guess, when you hit post or send right there, you knew somebody was going to get irritated with you. Somebody on our side.
Well, you know.
Not that you're afraid of that. Yeah, exactly. So here's the thing, and that's the part where I think you get a lot of people saying, but look what they did to our guy, if you're a Republican. So we got one of theirs. They're going to do lawfare. We're going to do lawfare. Let's start there before we actually get into the Second Amendment part of it, because I think there's a lot of people celebrating because, hey, they did it. What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Well, sure. And I don't necessarily have a problem with celebrating, a defeat of one of your enemies, but not in a way that's going to hurt you. There's plenty of things that this guy did that we could burn him on. It looks very likely he's probably going to get convicted on the tax thing, for example. As you know, I'm not exactly a big taxes guy. I think taxation is theft, but taxes are constitutional, unfortunately. The reality is, if he failed to pay his income taxes appropriately, and they've got evidence of that, and he's convicted, then he should go to prison. Any of the corruption allegations, if those are ultimately proven in a court of law beyond a reasonable doubt, again, he should go to prison for those. And I would celebrate either of those circumstances. What we don't want is to set up a situation in which we are effectively arguing in favor of the left's gun control policies. And I've already started to see folks on social media on the left basically say, I'm looking forward to seeing more Republicans, say we need more gun laws because this is an example of why the system works and et cetera, et cetera. And we are walking down a path that ultimately is going to prove our own destruction here. It really is incredibly unrealistically and unreasonably vague where, if you smoked a joint 20 years earlier in college, are you an illegal user of drugs? Are you unable to purchase a gun legally? I don't think that's a reasonable standard. But beyond that, the Constitution doesn't authorize Congress to provide any drug-related restrictions for purchasing a gun. That's completely manufactured. It's not something that is supported in the Constitution, and I think just common sense suggests shall not be infringed means shall not be infringed, whether we like your lifestyle or not.
Yeah, and Tony, this is one of those that's an easy emotional sell, and obviously we're seeing a lot of tribalism right now, but it's hard to get people to back up and say, wait a minute, the things that we're allowing to happen right now are going to have a massive impact on our life and our liberties 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the road, two generations down the road. But right now, we're caught up in an intense battle in an election year. And a lot of people can't see or refuse to see beyond that, especially with the fact that Hunter Biden is not exactly a sympathetic figure.
Right. And we also have to look at the parallels here, too. Right? We know the left is going to go after ancillary and secondary uses of guns, accessories, ammunition, that sort of thing, as a way to implement backdoor gun control. We've heard them propose and implement in other states things like an ammunition tax where, it's 20 cents a round sales tax or something that makes it, unusually or exorbitantly expensive. We've seen them use all kinds of creative tactics. And one of the things that they very well will do is expand the 4473 and the requirements that you need to jump through in order to pass that background check. And, a lot of people don't realize the other part of that sentence regarding illegal drugs isn't just what we would consider drugs, marijuana, cocaine, fentanyl, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. It says, or any controlled substance, right? So anybody who's ever taken an expired prescription or, gotten something from a friend or whatnot when they have a headache at work or whatnot, if that's a controlled substance, you're an unlawful user. You can't have guns. That definition expanded even slightly could incorporate a huge swath of people. And that's how they get you. And we can't allow that to happen. The difficulty here is, on the surface, this looks like a win. But it really isn't. Anytime the government uses its power to go after a private citizen, whether we like that person or not, whether they've committed other crimes or not, if they go after them for a reason that is manufactured or arbitrary, that's harmful to everyone.
And in case you are interested in hearing that entire conversation to get everything in its full context, I have posted the link to that on my Twitter or X account. You can find me at AVP Radio Show. All right, just ahead, there are some possible changes coming to how your credit report is put together, particularly when it comes to medical debt and those medical bills. Could those actually be left off of your credit report and not hurt your credit score as much? That's very possible. Find out what's proposed and how it could affect you just ahead right here on American Viewpoints.